Hello and welcome to Know Your Finances on Radio Naira. Listen to Radio Naira exclusively on 99.9 FM HD4, 101.9 FM and 1490 AM. I'm your host, Sukesh Pai. I serve as a wealth manager at Trillium Square Advisors here in Raleigh, North Carolina. In this program, we talk all things finances. Call us with your questions, 919-294-4800. Or you can also join us at our Facebook page, facebook.com/trilliumsquare. Let us talk big numbers today. 260 is a big number. If you invested in Amazon.com 20 years back, you would have made 260 times your investments today. Compare that to the S&P 500 index. If you had invested $100,000 in S&P 500 index 20 years back, it would become $450,000. However, in the same time, your 100K invested in Amazon would have become $26 million. We all like big numbers. We all wish to get rich quickly. In the pursuit to get rich quickly, sometimes we skip the details and try to take shortcuts. Some of those details are pretty important. Paying attention to some of these details may help you double your money in a span of few years. One such detail is understanding taxes. Specifically, understanding how taxes work on your different types of accounts. You would be penny wise, pound foolish if you do not have a good grasp of this idea. As I mentioned, we wish to get rich quickly. In the lucky case where we did end up getting rich, it helps to know how your windfall will be taxed. If you use the right account to make the investment, you may leave yourself a fortune that you would have otherwise not. Let me get more specific. Say you have a 401k account or a traditional IRA account. The money you put in that account is pre-tax. No tax has been assessed on that money. The investment grows tax deferred. When you're ready to withdraw assets from that account, the taxes will be assessed. However, if it is a Roth IRA account, on the other hand, it is post-tax money. All taxes to be assessed are already taken out. The investment can grow tax-free. Now, let us see what would happen if you invested your 100K in Amazon 20 years ago in a traditional IRA versus a Roth IRA. In both these accounts, the money would have grown today to 26 million, as we saw earlier. However, when you withdraw money from the traditional IRA account, you will be assessed taxes. Say you are in the highest tax bracket of 37% at the federal level and 5.25% at the state level in North Carolina. You will pay 42.5% of that 26 million in taxes and take home only about $15 million. So out of the 26, you're only taking home about $15 million. If instead you put the money in the Roth IRA, since all investments there were already post-tax, you have no tax obligation. So you will take home the entire $26 million. That is quite a fortune. So if you have a windfall, it is important which account you realize that windfall in. Sometimes the tax savings from efficiently managing your taxes outweigh the gains achieved through a riskier investment. In other words, you can reduce your risk in your investments and still be well off if you have understood the tax implications and managed your taxes efficiently. A good financial advisor will help you allocate your assets in a way to efficiently manage your taxes and your tax liabilities. This is to say, you will pay where taxes are due, not a penny less, not a penny more, but you will do that in a way to generate less tax liability in the first place. There is a limit to how efficient you can get with your taxes. This has to do with how taxes evolve over time. The Congress enacts laws from time to time that changes the way taxation works. They provide incentives in some avenues, while they take away incentives provided elsewhere. In a changing tax landscape, the future tax liability is a bit out of our control. As with anything out of our control, the way to manage it is by diversifying your risk. How do you diversify your tax risk? An easy way to do that is understand the different accounts that are taxed differently and spread your assets across each of them. In a future event, if one of the accounts is taxed differently, you hope that other accounts maintain their tax structure and work out as you planned. There are broadly three types of tax accounts. The first one is a brokerage account. You invest your after-tax assets. The realized gain and income are taxed every year. The next one is the traditional IRA account. You invest pre-tax assets. The assets grow tax deferred until you are ready to take distributions. The distributions are then taxed. The final one is the Roth IRA account, where you invest after-tax dollars, just like the brokerage account, but the realized gain and income are not taxed. So it's a special account. You can then optimize your asset allocation among these three buckets to minimize the tax liability your portfolio generates. Call us and tell us your stories on either a windfall or a tax incident from your past. Now, I want to turn to your comments and questions we received on last week's episode. Thank you for calling us with your questions. We much appreciate it. If you have a question and yet to call us, please call us at 919-294-4800. In the last week's episode, we talked about funding for college education. One question we received was, what is the suggested age of the child we should start putting money and how much? This is an excellent question. Most children go to college right after high school, when they are around 18 years of age. We can also estimate how much their 4 years of college will cost us based on the college costs today and the estimated inflation numbers. This helps us estimate how much you should save per month if you are starting your college fund today. All right. If the child is older and closer to college age when you're starting to save, the amount to be saved is going to be higher compared to the amount you would have saved if you started when your child was much younger. So a general suggestion is to start as early as you can. Some parents start saving even before they have a child. Thanks for asking that question. The next question is, can 529 funds be used in other countries too, like Grenada, London, Australia, and also India? There are some limited schools and universities that qualify for the use of 529 funds. please head to Federal Student Aid website and search for eligible foreign universities. You will see that list. We much appreciate your questions and thank you for asking them. I am glad you could join us today for Know Your Finances. Call us with your questions at 919-294-4800. I look forward to catching up with you next week, same time, same place. Thanks for listening to Radio Naira exclusively on 99.9 FM HD4, 101.9 FM, and 1490 AM. Have a great week ahead.